The Downtown Arts Center has a real name. It's the Elliott Lake Arts and Heritage Center, Centre des Arts et du Patrimoine d'Elliott Lake. The former name was a placeholder while the project has been developed. Now nearing completion, city staff recommended a naming contest and, with council's approval, proceeded to solicit suggestions and a final choice from the public. Monday evening, the council approved the new name. Speaking at the council meeting, museum curator Amelia D'Amato described the contest process. The naming contest was established to offer an opportunity for our community to participate in the naming of our downtown arts center. This initiative is in line with our strategic goal to ensure that citizens are informed and able to provide feedback on municipal activities during the contest's open call for entry. We received just over 100 unique name submissions, which were vetted against our city's asset naming and renaming policy and shortlisted to 10 names by a panel of judges during the voting process. We received votes from 277 individuals, and there were two front runners during this process, but our winning submission was the Elliott Lake Arts and Heritage Center. This proposal satisfies the principles laid out in our naming policy and the function of the facility, so the name Elliott Lake Arts and Heritage Center is a fitting name for the space. As a conclusion of the contest and in line with our policy, we are now looking for council's ultimate determination on the new name of the Downtown Arts Center, D'Amato said. Counts. Rick Bull, chair of the Recreation and Culture Standing Committee, commented, "I think the outside of the building looks awesome and I'm looking forward to it being used." Counts. Charles Flintoff, also a Rec and Culture Committee member, said, "I think this is one of our first adventures of council. Great job, Mr. Golding. We're almost there. It'll be an exciting day when we come cut that ribbon. Looking forward to it, and thank you very much for all the groups that have been patiently waiting for this to be open." Mayor Wannan, also a committee member, added, "Thank you and congratulations on the successful name."